This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, we focus from time to time on a different kind of capital called social capital, an asset that accrues when people come together to create networks with real power. Research just published in the journal Nature found that low-income children who are able to meet people from other income levels are much more likely to move out of poverty. This is an opportunity for those young people. And for schools and colleges, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
When it comes to improving your economic status, what you learn in school is important. But that new research finds who you meet there is important, too. Raj Chetty is one of the authors.
I think it's useful to think deliberately about how you can actually foster cross-class interaction.
That's if the school has a mix of income levels, which isn't always the case. Chetty has some ideas about how to facilitate those interactions, like being aware of how academic tracking can calcify class divisions, and how school architecture can physically separate low-income kids. Chetty points to one high school in Texas.
They literally had multiple cafeterias, and they had free and reduced price lunch offered in one of the cafeterias and not the other. I mean, it's obvious how you might end up getting quite a bit of segregation.
This research has implications for higher education, too. Richard Reeves is with the Brookings Institution.
It's not enough just to admit students with different backgrounds, but also do you mix the students of different backgrounds?
Reeves says educators need to consider this question in everything they control, from playing fields to pedagogy. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.